Naturotherapy is Australia's leading contemporary medicine and emphasises holistic disease prevention through natural therapeutic methods based on the body's inherent healing ability. It supports body, mind and emotions. So instead of just treating symptoms, naturotherapists look at each person as a whole. They focus on what's actually causing the health issue, not merely treating the symptoms. And with that in mind, we're joined this morning by Carolyn Allen from Carolyn Allen Naturotherapy and Yoga. Good morning, Carolyn. Tell us what we're going to be talking about today.
So I thought we might touch on our nervous system, sleep, and how we can look after ourselves a little bit better.
Okie doke, let's hear it.
So if you are often finding yourself completely exhausted, but as soon as your head hits the pillow, you feel like you can't turn your brain off or stop your mind from racing, or if you feel like you're waking up and you haven't slept at all, you're not alone. I see this all the time, and it's this wired but tired state that isn't just about poor sleep hygiene or you having to try harder. Often it's a sign that your nervous system might be stuck in overdrive. So today I wanted to talk about how your nervous system impacts everything from your energy to sleep, digestion, hormones, even your mood, and more importantly, how we can start to bring this back into balance.
Now, Carolyn, what is the nervous system and why does it matter?
So your nervous system is like your body's internal communication network. It helps us to regulate stress, digestion, hormones, immune function, and sleep. And ideally, it moves fluidly between fight or flight and rest and digest, depending, you know, on what's going on around you. But when stress becomes constant, whether it's from work, parenting, you know, social media, fast-paced lifestyle, or even the food we're eating, your body can get stuck in a high alert mode. And over time, this leaves you feeling wired and anxious, but also completely drained. And you might find it hard to fall asleep. You might find yourself feeling really bloated, sluggish after meals, or notice a change in your mood or, you know, how you look at life. So some of the common things I see, you know, again, are that wired but tired feeling and really flat during the day. Struggling with sleep, digestive issues like bloating or irregular bowel movements, brain fog, irritability, low motivation. So if any of this, you're nodding along as I'm talking, you're not alone. But the good news is there are some simple things that you can start to do every day that, you know, might make things feel a little easier for you.
So Caroline, have you got a few little hints there that can help us with this?
Definitely. So I've got five for you. So one of the first things you can do is just to begin your day slowly. So for the first 30 minutes after you wake up, it can shape your whole day. So rather than, you know, reaching for your phone, looking at what's going on in the outside world, just avoid rushing into emails or news alerts. And instead, I want you to step outside, get some natural light, take a few deep breaths, and just enjoy your breakfast without multitasking. You know, a calm start will help set your whole day up. So that's a really easy thing you can start doing. The other thing is to look at balancing your blood sugar. So blood sugar swings are one of the most hidden stressors on our nervous system. So if we're skipping meals or we're relying on caffeine or sugar, this just pushes the body further into that fight or flight response. So instead, what I would like you to do is focus on protein-rich meals, especially at breakfast. So set your day up right from the start. Protein, healthy fats, fiber, and that's going to keep your blood sugar steady. So think eggs, yogurt, nuts, you know, leftovers from dinner, no sugary cereals, no skipping breakfast, just aim for a balanced meal. And the other thing I really recommend is if you are feeling like your body is stressed or you're struggling with some of the things I spoke about, rather than going straight to the gym and doing something really intense, just choose some gentle movement. Because if your body's already feeling depleted, high intensity exercise only adds to that load. So aim for, you know, rhythmic, restorative movement, walking, stretching, yoga, because these kind of things help us shift the nervous system into that rest and digest mode, and it will give you a better sleep. Again, another thing around food and digestion, You know, there's a strong link between our gut health and our nervous system. So if you are dealing with things like bloating, constipation, or any discomfort after meals, that just puts extra pressure on your body's stress response. So just being mindful of looking at your gut health, you know, see a practitioner if you need support, or, you know, even just thinking about, you know, foods that are nourishing, like warm cooked meals, herbal teas with chamomile, ginger, and eating your meals slowly rather than just scoffing them down, because this helps to improve our digestion and it will in turn help our nervous system. And the last tip is to nourish your body with the right nutrients. So your nervous system needs the right fuel to function well, especially if it's under stress. So, you know, magnesium is one of the most important minerals for calming the body and supporting deep sleep. So think leafy greens, nuts, seeds, whole grains, and even supplement if you need. I do recommend, you know, checking in with a practitioner to see what kind of supplements you need. Mm-hmm. But again, that's really useful. And protein, again, that's essential. So your calming brain chemicals are made up from amino acids, which we get from protein-rich foods. So with every meal, I want you to think, am I getting enough protein with this meal? So eggs, fish, chicken, beef, just... if we're fueling our body in the right way, it's going to help with stress and poor sleep. But again, if you are having this ongoing, go and check in with your GP, book an appointment with the naturopath. Just look after yourself, because you don't want it just, you know, piling up and going on for too long.
And just quickly to wrap up there, Carolyn, because we've got some great information, but we're getting into it quite a bit. Tell us that and we'll finish up this morning.
Awesome. So if you are feeling constantly tired, overwhelmed, or your body just isn't bouncing back, it might be your nervous system. So please just get some support, because some small subtle changes can make you feel so different, and just start your day in the right way, fuel your body, go slow, and you'll be able to find a little bit more balance. We just might need some help getting there.
Good one. Carolyn, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. And in today's world, that feeling of being constantly wired and tired probably fits most of us. So we appreciate the advice. And listeners, we've been talking to Carolyn Allen from Carolyn Allen Naturotherapy and Yoga. Thanks very much for joining us today and keeping our community connected. And if you'd like to listen to this again, go to the 101.5 website.